My name is Jack Shaw, and I'm the Assistant Vice President for Auxiliary Enterprises at Shepherd University.
And Shepherd is starting something new for kids this summer?
Yes, we are going to undertake a series of what we're calling RAM Scholars Camps on the latter part of July. We're very excited about it. And we're going to deliver a series of academic camps that are going to range from a tennis camp to a robotics camp. And we think it's just a great opportunity to get inspired by something academic, but also have some fun.
What kids would be able to come to the camps? What age groups and where would they come from?
It'll be somewhat dependent on the camp. For the most part, we're targeting middle school aged kids. So it could range from anywhere from 5th to 9th. It'll depend. So our tennis camp could take kids that are starting in 5th grade but just want to learn to play tennis. Our robotics camp will probably be for a kid that's a little more advanced, maybe a very high-performing 8th grader, but more likely a 9th or 10th grader. Right now we have two other camps, and I'm really excited about those as well. We have one camp that is essentially creating your own video around a short story or some sort of classic piece of literature. So if you can imagine the trailers or the video clips that you see on YouTube or when your favorite movie is coming out, imagine having the opportunity to actually do that. So read a short story, understand the theme and the plot, and then translate that into a video. So that is one class. And I think parents can be really excited about that, because what it's really about is understanding a piece of literature and translating your understanding to film. But kids are going to get really excited about it because it's really doing something they enjoy, doing a YouTube video. Our other camp is what we're calling RAM Fitness, and we're going to be working with Jessica Graham, who runs, who's part of our Hypers program. And she is going to, it's really just a fitness for life program where she's going to take kids through a lot of kinesiology, understanding how movement and particular exercise can make them perform better. So this could be somebody who wants to be more fit or somebody who wants to perform better at whatever sport. So this will be a CrossFit type program. But she's also going to talk about nutrition and balancing nutrition with athletic performance. So it's just going to be a lot about how you can make your body perform better. And I think that's really exciting as well.
When will the camps take place?
They're going to happen in late July. Our RAM Fit and our tennis camps will be the week of July 20th. And our Masterpiece Theater and our robotics camp will be July 27th.
How will you staff the camps?
At this point, we're utilizing Shepherd faculty. So that's one of the benefits. If you can imagine taking this literature into video class from an actual Shepherd University professor, also engaging in graduate assistants, or a robotics class that's very similar to the program that we run at Shepherd, you know, that's just a unique opportunity. So, it's taught and administered by Shepherd University faculty with some support from graduate assistants. Leanne Johnson is teaching our what we're calling our Masterpiece Theater class. Jessica Graham, Rhonda Hovater is doing the tennis camp. And then Dr. Amir Damati will be administering the robotics class. We actually have two of his top students that are going to do much of the content, which I think is actually a great opportunity to actually engage with some of our top Shepherd students who are running a very successful robotics program on campus.
How will the day work?
So students will be received at 8 a.m. every morning, between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. in the student center. We will escort students with our camp counselors to their academic venue. They'll be in class from 9 to 12. From 12 to 1, we'll have lunch, and that may be in the Shepherd University Student Center Bistro, or it may be in the Wellness Cafe. Students can brown bag it, as I said, or they can purchase a lunch at a reduced rate or a special rate. Then we'll take the students back to class from 1 to 3:30, and then that last hour and a half will be sort of a recreational activity either at the Bowling and Billiards Game Zone or the Shepherd University Wellness Center.
Why is this a good thing for Shepherd to do?
I think for several years we've been talking about how can we utilize our facilities and our staff over the summer. I think what's also important is just connecting with the community. I think what I'd like to see is kids that grow up on our campus as much as they grow up in Jefferson County or Berkeley County, and kids that, you know, whether they're coming to football games or performances or coming to our camps, they just sort of grow up and have an affinity for Shepherd University. I think that'll translate to students down the road.
Thanks for talking.
Thank you.